531. Starless, fabulous, Sammy Salsa joins us. Good morning, Sammy.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm really good. How are you?
Good, thank you. So you must be busy with all the Fashion Week stuff coming up.
Yeah, super busy. So I'm glad I had time to come in and talk to you guys.
Absolutely. Now, before we get into the interview questions, here's a question that we want to start off with. Where does the name Salsa come from? Is that your real last name or no?
No, my last name is actually Kauli Lupo. But right. Salsa was just like a nickname that I had like growing up as, a young teen, and then it kind of just stuck with my first name, which is Sam, and I made it Sammy because I'm extra like that. So it's just one of those names that I've kind of kept growing up as a child, and I guess it kind of just stuck with me throughout the fashion sort of industry. And now it's kind of too late to take that away because everyone knows Sammy Salsa.
That's a cool name.
Thank you.
Do you say it's the salsa after the dance or salsa after the dish?
Well, it's either salsa the dance or salsa the dip.
Oh, salsa the dip. Okay. Now, you've been a prominent figure in the fashion industry for the past 5 or 6 years. How did you get into fashion?
I've always been into fashion and I've always been into music. I spent a lot of my growing up in front of TV. So I did a TV show called Pacific Beach Street, which was kind of the first sort of Pacifica mainstream youth show back in like 2004, 2005.
I remember that show too.
Everyone remembers that.
Everyone
still stops me in the street. Are you Sammy from Pacific Beach? And I'm like, that was 10 years ago, but yes. Buy me a drink. No.
Oh, wow. Straight away.
No, I'm kidding. So I did that show. And after that sort of ended, I'd always been in sort of the music scene because of that show. And sort of fashion's always been a passion of mine.
Yeah.
And so I sort of transitioned, or you kind of have to reinvent yourself to sort of, I guess, stay relevant in whatever field that you're trying to venture into. And so I moved into the fashion scene, met the right people, started with styling Stan Walker's first ever album, and
wow,
it kind of grew from there. Mm. And so I've worked with him for the last over 9 years now.
Mm.
And I guess they say the rest is actually history because you kind of move forward.
Is it something that you have to study for to be a stylist? Like to go to uni or school or whatever?
You know, people always ask me that. But for me, in all honesty, I feel that fashion styling or fashion directing is something you're kind of born with. You either have the eye or you don't. And that's stuff that you can't really teach in a classroom.
Mm.
You can teach practical skills and technical skills on how to, I guess, construct a garment.
Yeah.
But you can't teach taste.
It's more creative, eh?
Yeah. You either have the eye or you don't.
What's been your biggest gig so far in your line of work?
I guess the most memorable aspect for me in my sort of life is working with, you know, these musicians who I look up to and who I have really good relationships with. So working with people like Stan Walker,
mm,
Lord, Lady Six,
wow,
you know, these are people who evoke a fashion style of their own.
Wow.
So being able to sort of navigate them and help them bring out their, you know, fashion style within themselves is quite an honor for me.
Yeah.
And to keep working with them is also a high achievement.
I don't know. Do you just style clothes, or do you help with makeup? Do you help with hair?
Nah, so I just stick with the clothes. So I guess the technical term of what I do is fashion styling, but it's so much more than that, which is why I go under the umbrella of fashion directing.
Right.
And that's looking at the clothes, looking at the locations, looking at, you know, picking models, picking photographers, you know, there's a whole different aspect which is so much more bigger than the final product.
Right.
Just to put an image or a music video together.
Yeah.
And so collabing with a lot of other creatives like directors, videographers, yeah, photographers, makeup artists, hairstylists, you know, that's, I guess, my initial job when bringing all of that together.
Yeah. So with that eye that you have for fashion, do you have this thing where you just critique everything that you see, you know, around you? Like if you look at someone dressing, you're like, oh, that's cute.
Yeah, well, you kind of get to that point now where, yeah, like you even show up to like family gatherings and then your family's like, I didn't realize you were coming and I'm not even wearing like my best clothes, and I'm like, I really don't care.
Yeah.
So yeah, it comes to the point now where everyone is just like, oh, Sammy's here, okay, I hope he doesn't look at what I'm wearing.
Yeah.
Where it's not about that, you know, I know how to switch it off work mode,
okay,
when it's just downtime.
Yeah.
But then I also know how to switch it back on.
Yeah.
So watch out.
That's good. No, that's good. So what's your involvement in New Zealand Fashion Week for this year? Are you styling models, I assume?
Yeah, so they've They've named me as one of their New Zealand Fashion Week ambassadors, which is the first time they've ever had this sort of honor for New Zealand Fashion Week. So what that basically means is that you're the face and sort of the voice of what New Zealand Fashion Week means and what it's all about. And this year the theme is diversity, inclusivity. So I will probably, well, I will most definitely help champion that when it comes to, I guess, people of color in the fashion sector.
Mm.
So apart from being the voice this year, I'll also be working on five other fashion shows where I'll be fashion directing, styling, looking after the models, and making sure that they do their job, which is make the garment look good.
Yeah, yeah. And saying that, if we take it back to the whole the diversity thing, the question that came to mind is, are there a lot of Pacific people in your line of work that you see? And especially with New Zealand Fashion Week, do you see many brown faces around? Or is this something that you want to see more of, and how does that happen?
Yeah, it's definitely something that I want to see more of. It definitely lacks the Pacifica element, because I know how creative our people are, and I feel like there's just not enough sort of pathways or segues for our Pacific people to transition into the fashion sector. So hopefully with my story and hopefully with what I'm doing at the moment, that'll sort of help inspire and help raise awareness to other, you know, Pacifica youth or people who are currently in the industry but still need a boost to be able to say, okay, this is the pathway I want, this is where I can go, this is how I can do this. And so hopefully, you know, we see more of our people in the mainstream fashion sector.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, it's all good to have, you know, these Pacific fashion shows within the community, but also I feel like our people are also deserve to be on a bigger platform.
Yeah.
Like New Zealand Fashion Week. And so it's just about navigating those spaces. How do we do that? And how can we support each other when it comes to those spaces as well, in a positive way, so that everyone is, you know, so that's all well balanced.
Yeah.
But in saying that, it lacks Pacifica people. There's one fashion editor and creative director that I know, Dan Awa, who's amazing. You know, and he's Samoan, and he navigates his space and does a really good job at doing it, and he's very pro Pacifica.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's myself, but otherwise, yeah, we could totally do with more.
Our time is running out this morning. We've got to wrap, but thank you very much for coming in. Before we wrap up, though, because you're a stylist, and I joked about this when you came in this morning, I said, Sammy, if you had to give me three tips about what I'm wearing right now. Now, I know that I'm not on camera, we're on radio right now. I will quickly describe what I'm wearing, and then I'll give it to you to see if you can give me three tips on how to style myself for today, okay? So for those listening, and because I'm not on camera, I'm wearing black pants or black jeans with running sneakers and a bright orange hoodie as well, and a gray beanie. All right, so those who can't see me. Now, Sammy, what would be some give me three tips, if you will.
And okay,
Don't worry about being honest. Be honest. I'm ready for it.
Oh, this is like Fashion Police with Joan Rivers.
Yeah.
Well, first and foremost, you look comfortable, and you know it's winter, so like, come on. So I got to give you that.
Thank you.
Second of all, the orange. I'm loving the orange. It's super colorful, super bright. It put a smile on my face as soon as I walked into the room.
Okay, that's good.
So that's a positive.
Okay.
And I think third, you know, I think if you own your own personal style, uh-huh, and you rock with it and you don't care what anyone else thinks, then I don't think it matters at all what my opinion is.
Okay, great. I'm rolling with that. Here's another question. Are you the type of person who would wear the same kind of clothing, like to be seen wearing the same stuff twice in different times? Are you big on like not doing that? If that makes sense?
No, I'm awful wearing the same clothes again.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, man. Like, we have no money. We our people are resourceful, you know?
Yeah.
So I come from a humble home, so we are about to wear our clothes four times a week we need to. Let's not dwell on, you know, the people that sort of have to wear their outfits once every year.
Humans,
I'm
man.
All about recycling and upcycling. You know, one day I'll wear it with a bag, the next I'll wear it with, you know, a hoodie or a beanie.
Yeah.
You know, the same outfit is all good. Don't be concerned about that.
Absolutely.
Make it work.
Make it work. Sammy Salsa in studio with us this morning, 5:31 PI breakfast. Thank